DQ University was home of the original Longest Walk in 1978. So from these grounds is where the original Longest Walk was organized. So once again, we come back to 2008. Not much organizing of the Longest Walk took place here, but basically we used this as a place to draw everybody came who were going to be part of the Longest Walk. This was the central point. So from here, we accommodated people through camping and in the dorm rooms. And then from here, people went to Alcatraz and there and got ready for the walk. But through organizing, you know, a lot of the leaders, they support us young people because, you know, it's us young people who will be taking the reins from the leaders in the coming years. So they, like, not only, like, kind of help prepare us and train us, but also let us know of problems and, you know, things that came up in the original Longest Walk. So basically, you know, the young people had a big part here at DQ in helping the Longest Walk get going.
And what do you think is the significance of having it here 30 years after the original Longest Walk, having it here again in the context of your own struggle for the university?
I believe that the Longest Walk's message that all life is sacred and to protect Mother Earth, well, that's exactly what the students here at DQ University is focusing on and trying to direct our classes to reaffirm that all life is sacred and to protect Mother Earth and to, you know, get that in our mentalities because it's been lost.